We're trying to go over the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. I think a lot of people think that they know the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. I think it's a yam she'en lo soif. I thought I would manage to pack it in a half an hour, but it's even more for one shir, but we'll try to squeeze it in. There's a lot of halachas and a lot of things that Klal Yisrael do that people don't realize that it's mamish halachas. All different halachas, taking off the tefillin, yale v'yavoi, why the schools, the kids wear white shirts, and Rosh Chodesh. And all these things are halachas, psukas, that you have to be makpid and it's mamish, keseder, and not to change it, chas v'shalem. But I think if we go through the halachas, I will try to go over all of the halachas. I know some halachas are more pshutas from the other one, but we'll try to go keseder advarim, and hopefully we'll try to manage to cover kama shiadeinu maseges b'siyata dishmai. The halacha is, in Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, we say Yale v'yavri. So the first halacha is what is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lamed Vov, Machriz Ashatz Ben Kaddish Letfilas Arvis Yale V'Yavoi. Is Machriz to say Yale V'Yavoi? The old days the Shatz would bang and say Rosh Chodesh, Ein the Minig is Yale V'Yavoi. You say Yale V'Yavoi. The Aloch is only by night and not by day, because by day is a Shaila von Hefzik Ben Geula Letfila. But Sheinkin by night, it's less chomul, like we say Kaddish in between Geula and Tefila. So you're allowed to, and this was the minig of Klal Yisrael, that the Shatz is Machris Koidem Mayriv Koidem Amide after the Kaddish Yale V'Yavi. The Mokir Tshuvas HaRashba, the Shibul HaLeket brings down Mashenogu B'Leil Achnosas Rosh Chodesh B'Tefilas Arvis Koidem Tefilas HaLachash She'achraz Machris Rosh Chodesh V'Atzibu Reinim L'Sotzen V'Lasimcha. This is not our meaning. We also don't say Rosh Chodesh, we say Yale V'Yavoi. Lo yimishum kiddush ha-chodesh no'agu ken, elo she'odom zochu li'ispalel Yale V'Yavoi. Ve'oid ipne ha-noshim li'ezrizim le'afsik me'melachtom. Like we have the Shabbos M'vorchim, that if you most poiskim is to tell us the inyan of Rosh Chodesh. Now, so this was the meaning. Hind, in some places, they don't like to do the minhagim. So they give a clap instead. If you yoytz in the minig or not, veisach nish. Stomach, you yoytz, veisach nish. I don't know if you yoytz. But I'm not stop clearing. I'm trying to explain to you. The shaila is, if one person gave a clap, if the chazan is allowed to say Yale V'Yavoi. But the etzem is no heta to talk. No, Val is the Indian to remind the people the Yale V'Yavoi lehasker anoshim that is Rosh Chodesh. This is the reason we give a clap. They say Yale V'Yavoi. The shaila is if you yaitza with a clap. But the main shaila is, you know, a lot of times you have these kids that clap right away, and then you have that older gabbe that says Yale V'Yavoi. Yeah. The shaila is if he's allowed to say Yale V'Yavoi after already the kid clapped, because already we have the hekel. Tried to find out clone the poiskim on it. I didn't find it as for him on this. If you're allowed to say the Yale V'Yavoi, but about it, I'm saying I know that some shuls they stopped to say it. By all of the rishonim, this was the way they did it. I don't think it's the right thing to change, and instead of saying Yale V'Yavoi, to do a clap. I'm saying mistam if you do a clap, you yoytze. Mistam you yoytze with a clap. But I'm mistupik if the out the gabe wants to say Yale V'Yavoi, even so, if he's allowed to. For sure, to five people to yell Yale V'Yavoi is nishgerecht. The Kaf HaChaim brings down why Taki was such an akpode. It's brought down b'shem de kadmoinim that if a person forgot to say Yale V'Yavoi, he has to be doyeg kol ha-chodesh, that something bad will happen to him. Doesn't help that you think that all of your friends also forget Yale V'Yavoi. And the Kaf HaChaim says that it's even balayla. Even you don't have to repeat yourself if you forgot balayla, but that you have to be doing if you forgot Yale V'Yavoi, as even in Ma'ariv. Not only that, they bring down from the one of the svarim that the minig was that the shatz started to daven a little bit earlier. That chutz from the clap, he held the Yalav Yavoy. When he came to the Yalav Yavoy, he said the Yalav Yavoy. And he says all the tzibur also could do it. It's good. Like this, the oilam member to say Yalav Yavoy. So when you get the Yalav Yavoy, this one person says Yalav Yavoy loud. So like this, the oilam member to say Yalav Yavoy. If a person forgot to say Yalav Yavoy b'mayiv, we'll see later. But the vile, mikol mekayim amayir la'aloch yinat chayzer, but vile is such a chosh ve'inyan, so we want everyone to remember to say Yalav Yavoy, and the Tshuva Sarashba says it's not only to remember to say Yalav Yavoy, we want them to remember that it's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, this is the first aloch. But we go to the aloch as we forget lemais. The second aloch that is nogea very much, takes place this week also. The people that don't listen to our shiurim and daven ma'ariv early. Yeah? So that was like I mentioned, that don't follow what they hear. And they daven ma'ariv early. So in America, we said you're allowed to do it. But that's slow, we said it's nisha is gehalten. So let me read enough America. I like to speak to people that don't listen, so anyway, nishkidai. In America, this week, a lot of people make an early Shabbos. You say Alevi Yavar or not? Rosh Chodesh will be in Shabbos. You say Alevi Yavar in Erev Shabbos or not? What are the tzadas not? It's not Rosh Chodesh. You can make Tosfos Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh it's not. It's Rosh Chodesh. What is the date? If you write a ksuba, what do you write? Choftes. Yeah. So it's interesting. You can't find nothing mamish mefurish on it. And the Sharatzion betoich advorim and simen tov tzadigim and tov reish tzadigim and mishabur chelikvov. It's Purim. He speaks about, you know, some people make early Shabbos and early Purim. So the shaila is to say al anisim when they make early Purim. So the Sharatzion says sivkot ndalet. לא משתמת באיכו בן הפויסקים לא אמר דברוש חוידש אין לא אמר בזה יאללה ויובי. We never heard someone said not to say יאללה ויובי. No one speaks about it. Because no one said that if you dive in the early Shabbos not to say יאללה ויובי. So you stop it for sure you say יאללה ויובי. So if you say יאללה ויובי, you stop it you say עושה לניסים. So בתי הדבורים כאילו אחר יד אם יש נבור את רואין for sure you say יאללה ויובי. Maybe it could be more rise אם יש נבור את And Sefer Shut Eretzvi, he brings down from the Imre Emes not to say Yalav Yavoy. Because it's not Rosh Chodesh. Lemaise, the meaning is like the Mishneh Brura. It's also serious in the Ksavim from the Imre Emes. When I tried to find out what is the meaning in Gur, so I called here Gur, they told me they don't make early Shabbos. I saw that I was Choshed that they do early Shabbos. So I asked what they do in Chutz La'aretz. So they call the Shtiblach in London and different places, and there the Messiah is to say Alevi Yavoy. So also Gur do like that. So even though there are three things down from the Imre Emes that he tied it not to say, I'm saying Lemaisa the Mishnebura says it, and Lemaisa I hear the Shtiblach of Gur. And we also say it, so Lemaisa says everyone says it, so Lemaisa I think we could falozach to say Alevi Yavoy for the people that have an early Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz, or the people that don't listen here also could say Alevi Yavoy tomorrow if they daven Ma'ariv early. We go weiter. Now, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, so by night the Gemara says, "Ein machzirim oisoi she'ein mekatchim esachoidesh balayla." So Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed. So Tesis clears there. It's a very big noise. I don't want to go into it. That lechur it's only good in the first day Rosh Chodesh, but on the second day, it's already Rosh Chodesh ready from the first day. So b'meila it's a vana Rosh Chodesh. And the ma'aseh, some rishonim hold the taka in 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and the second night, if you forget Yalev Yavo, you do have to daven again. The ma'aseh, the achroi of the poiskim is that we pass like this, that even in the second night of Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalev Yavo, you don't have to daven again. Now, so val da aloch is that we don't repeat ourselves, and if you forget Yalev Yavo by night, you're not chayza. So what is the halacha? So if you start before Baruch Ato Hashem Amachzir, if you mention it's before you say Baruch Ato, if you remember, you go back to Yalev Yavo. If you said Baruch Ato Hashem, you finish Hamachzir Shinos Letzion, and you don't say Yalev Yavo. What happens if a person by night forgot? He thought that he have to go back. He went back, and in the middle of Al Tzadikim, he remembers that you don't have to go back. So he has to stop the daven right away. I know that Andre gesagt nicht das, but again, I don't want to go to the protim, das ist der Aloch Lameise. You just drop, you say, Boruch Shem, Aruch Hussar, Aloch Voed,
so. He erases the previous Manasseh.
No.
Like the same Brocha, he erases the previous.
No, you're speaking, you're speaking to someone else, I don't know what is your case. You're speaking the case of someone forgot Yalevi Yavoi, this is what you thought that I was speaking about, that he forgot Yalevi Yavoi, and he got to Sim Shalom, or Sholem Rov by night, yeah? And he remembered that he didn't say Yalevi Yavoi, and he went back to Yalevi Yavoi, and now he remembers. Then you're right. To carry on like he's davening, because could be he erased it. I think you're right. I'm speaking, especially because I was not sure, I never brought out this case. I brought a case of a person that davened Ma'ariv, and he forgot, so he finished Shmoneh Esrei, and now he remembers that he didn't say Yalevi Yavoi. He went to daven Shmoneh Esrei again, and now he's holding Al Tzadikim. So that person I said to drop the Shmoneh Esrei just to go back to the Bespeches. Did
you finish the
Brocha? Now to finish the Brocha, to say, Baruch Shem, Kevoid Malchus, Eloi Lavoid, who is holding. He's speaking of a person that by night carried on and went back. There, I think you're right, that after he went back, to carry on from where he went back, but I don't have it 100% sure. There's a reason I didn't bring that in this case, but it could happen even tomorrow. In the morning, if you forget Yalev Yavoi, you have to daven again. So the halacha is like this. If you remember before Baruch Ato Hashem, you go back to Yalev Yavoi. You said Baruch Ato Hashem, you finish Lamdeni Chukecho, and you go back to Yalev Yavoi. You finish the Broche. If you didn't start Moedim, you say it there. If you started Moedim, you go back to Ratzei. If you misupik, if you said Yalev Yavoi or not, the halacha is you have to be chayza because we have a chazaka that you didn't say Alevi Yavoi. If you remembered that b'shas davening you remembered yes Rosh Chodesh, and after a while you start to say 1 second, but I said Alevi Yavoi or not, then you don't have to go back. What happens if at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei you're planning to say Alevi Yavoi, and miyad after Shmoneh Esrei you don't know if you said it or not? There already is a machlekes, and it's better to daven at Tfilas Nedava. Now here's the halacha. A lot of people don't know this halacha. I know some people argue about this halacha, but this is the psak lemaisa. Shchnoch paske is that if a shliach tzibur forgot Yalev Yavoi. So first the halacha that this is, everyone is masking. If he was betfilas lachash and he forgot Yalev Yavoi, he doesn't have to daven again. He davens it in Chazor Hashatz. What a beef emotional he's holding after Ratzei and Sim Shalom. And he remembers that he didn't say Alevi Yavoi. He has to go back to Ratzei or not. So Mi'ikar Hadin, he doesn't have to. But Lekatchile, it's Kedah that he will go back to Ratzei and say Alevi Yavoi. But I'm talking about a different aloch. So again, we said a shatz that forgot could be Yaitz v'chazal sashatz, and not only that, even if he's after Ratzei, Mi'ikar Hadin, he doesn't have to go back to Ratzei, he could finish in Semer and Chazal sashatz. We are speaking about someone else completely. The Shliach Tzibur forgot to say Alevi Yavoi and Chazal sashatz. Happens a lot of times. And I know I'm not so much into it, yeah? But it happened, I remember last Rosh Chodesh, it happened, and the Tzibur came to me after davening. They wanted to know if they have to make another minyan for Chazal Sashatz. They didn't daven Shachris, they didn't say Chazal Sashatz Yalev Yavoi. So it's not given Chazal Sashatz. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you could follow Zachat Musaf. If in Musaf they said Yalevi Yavoi, not only that, they don't have to go back. If in the middle of Shachris they remember, he goes back to Ratzei. But if they finish Shachris and they're holding before Musaf, they could rely on the Chazos Hashatz of Musaf. This is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shail is what happens to a Yochid that didn't say Yalevi Yavoi in Shabbos Shachris, but he said it in Musaf. So some person wanted to say, but the Yevani doesn't have to be Chayzer. They wanted to say that it's totally in the Lomdus, why when you don't say Alevi Yavi, you have to be Chayzer. If it's not a Tefillah, you will have to be Chayzer. If it's only felt in the Askorah, you could be Yitzhak the Askorah, be Alevi Yavi. Le Mishneh Berurah says that it's not like that, and to make a Tanai, and to daven Shachris again. But the Shoyalim that came to ask me, there was people that forgot to say Alevi Yavi in Shachris. They said it in Musaf. So they wanted to know if they could falozach. Mishneh Berurah says that Pash is not the falozach, and the daven again Shachris with a tnai. But in Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a tnai. So the Maisa, the achroi of the poiskim is that it's not considered that he was Yoitza in Shachris, and he does have to daven again another Shachris. Again, if you forgot in Shachris Alevi Yavi and you said it in Musaf, the halacha is you daven again Shachris. Like Katchila, you can make a tnai. Shabbos, you cannot make a tnai, so you daven Shachris even without a tnai. I know Rav Avadah Yosef says even in Shabbos to make a tnai, but this is the Ikar halacha. Was a big tumult in Tovshin Nun Hei. I'm not going into it again. A person is, some people don't know Yalevi Yavi Baal Peh. He's davening in a place, there's no siddur. You can't get a siddur. What to do? Not only that, he went to a trip somewhere, and the bus stops for Mincha. There's no siddur. So the truth is, be smart, you know. This is what I say, I will daven slowly. Wait, Chazos Hashatz, say it with the shatz, yeah? Say it, but Lama Zorin, he's on his own on the trip. Oh, he's with another two bachim that he for sure don't know Yalevi Yavi, yeah? But they're clever. What to do? So Rav Zilberstein written a whole tshuva, daven with anathas Yalevi Yavi. Merit enech nami, without Yalevi Yavi, you have to daven again. First, it's in regard to the chikir, I don't want to go in, we already mentioned a couple times, if the pshah with Adi Yalevi Yavi is not a shmonesra, it's a shmonesra, don't fail to ask kore. No, I can't do the ask kore, chodshu from machin shmonesra. And he paskin, and he brought a lot of poskim like him, daven the shmonesra without the Yalevi Yavi. Same thing in benching. People written them letters back and forth. It was in Kovitz Mevak Shetere, Tovshin Nun Hei, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, and in Tovshin Nun, and Simen, but Lemai said this was the Achor, and not everyone agreed, but this Lemai says the Achor. Now our minig is in Leyabi, the Gabi, the Yalevi Yavoi, that we say Zochayinu Baruch Devor, V'kneinu Baruch Rechov, V'sheinu Baruch Chayim, V'bar Yishov Ha'chamim, and the Olam say Omen after every piece. It's only a minig Ba'alman, normally you say one Omen in the end of the Brach. But it's a nice minig, it's good to keep it. And if Kamina is, that in Pesukei Dezimra, you don't answer Omen on that, because it's not a real Omen. It doesn't have a din of Omen that you're allowed to stop in the middle of the tefillahs. It's a nice minig, Brazil. This is Yalevi Yavi. Then after Yalevi Yavi, we have a minig, we say Halel. Now, it's a big machlekes if we make a brocha and the halal or not. But we'll give a small akdome. The shayla, why we say halal? What happened today? Yontef. Siyanu in Mitzrayim, Beisavon in Pedisonu, Barov Zantonu, Baseva Kilkaltonu, Shavuos, Sukkos. What happened to Rosh Chodesh? What halal? So Ander Zogin is, it's brought down because the Chidush HaLevona is Zecher to the Gulas Yisrael. The Meiri and the Rai would say that people will know that it's Rosh Chodesh. The Noshim will not do Meloche. That people will know that it's a Kvirs of Rosh Chodesh. Now, La Aloche, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a Machlekes. Yesh Eimim she'atzibur mevorchim olav b'tchilo v'soif. V'yesh Eimim she'ein atzibur mevorchim olav. Lo'i b'tchilo v'lo'i b'soif. V'zehu da'as HaRambam v'cheinoi agim b'chol Eretz Yisrael. Not to make a broche. This is Losh HaShulchan Aruch. Zog de Ramo, v'yesh eimrim de gam yochid mevorech olav v'chen noyegim emedin eseilu. So the Mechaber brings down the Tov Chof Beis. וקיר מסעל בדילוג ויוכי ישם שהציבו מבורכים עליו בתחילו לקרוא ישעל ולבסוי ויוכי אין מבורך וישם שהציבו מבורכים עליו בתחילו לבסוי וזהו דעס הרמב״ם וכן נהגים בכל ארץ ישראל וסביב ישראל ורמו וישמרים וגם יוכי מבורך וכן נהגים במדין ישראלו וכל מוקים מזוי רודם לקרוא בציבו כדי לבורך עליו עם הציבו למעשה בני אשכנז make a broche, and most of Bnei Sfarad don't make a broche. The Somer HaRambam. There's a lot of kehilas of Hasidim like Ruzhin, Karlin, Slonim that came to Eretz Yisrael before the second Aliyah, and they don't make a broche. And Brisk, they try to be makpi to be yotze a broche with someone else because they are going b'shitas HaRambam, and the Rambam holds you don't make a broche. So if you daven with the Mishpocha, Sarav, you'll see the Olasi Alamor to be made to you with the bracha. Now, in Masachas Soifrim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tofa in Gimel, Tof Pizayan, Tzorich Likro Yisahalel Bene'imo. And the Yalkut Shirashirim brings down and Sefer Nefesh Chayo, what is the mocker to sing when you say Halel? For Yaakut Shir Hashirim, Simon Reish Mem Zayin, Hashmieini es koilech behalel, ki koilech orev bohidu la'ashem kitoy. Tshuvas V'Anoges brings down that he has a Messiah from the Gro that they sang in Halel. So it's not Stam, the Pshat. People try to make some tunes when they say Halel. It's Muvo Behar Rekoidesh. It has to take a half an hour, not as Vesach Mish. But I'm saying the singing in Halal, it's not Stam. It's a nice thing. It's brought down in the Sforg. Now, there's another meaning to say Borchi Nafshi after the Halal. Now, the Tur brings it down, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down from Tov Chof Gimel. Shaila, why we say Borchi Nafshi? The Tur says, because it says, also yoreach lamoyadim. The Maaser Rav says, because it's the shir shalevim or yoim beis hamikdash in the Korban Musaf. The Rama Mipano says it's a shiro. I want to say, it's a big Indian, I want only to touch it. Most of the Bnei Teira today follow the Shita Sagro, Legabei, meaning speaking Ashkenaz, Legabei the shir shal yoim. Right, the marshal. In the yeshivas, the marshal, we say Baruch Hinafshi after Musaf. Vizel. The Iker Aloche is brought down or to say Shir Shal Yoyim Rosh Chodesh or to say both. Now, the marshal, in Yontef, Chalamoed, we say the Gro, every day we find something else to say. So Sfar, they say Shir Yoyim Aleph, Yom Beis, Yom Gimel, right? Same to Rosh Hashanah. And we Alamor say Ander Ezach. Talmidei Agro, yeah? And it's interesting, in Rosh Chodesh, the Chassidim, they do both. They also say Baruch Hinafshi like us, and they also say Shir Shal Yoyim. Now, we, Lamoshal, say Shir Shal Yoyim Alamol after Musaf. The Chassidim say it, Musaf Sfar, they say it after Shachris. Why? It's not a Machlekes. They write and we are right. Musaf, the Goyen's Shir Shal Yoyim is the Musaf. Like the Goyen says Baruch Hinafshi. So we don't say Shachris, Shir Shal Yoyim, Shir Musaf. The Numu Shir Shal Yoyim is Shir Shal Yoyim, Shir Shachris. And Yontef Chalamoed, after Tomei Shir Shachar, they said Shir Shal Yoyim, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. And after the Musaf, they said our Shir Shal Yoyim. So it's not a machlekes. But someone that is davening Sfarad, and when they say Shir Shal Yoyim, he says the Goyen, yeah? Because you don't say Shir Shal Musaf, this is the reason we say Baruch Hinafshi after it, and they say Shir Shal Yoyim after Musaf. Shabbos is a whole bazundo shmuz. Here, why the Chassidim say both? Because the Goyen says that the reason we say Baruch Hinafshi is because this was Shir Shal Musaf. But the Tur says, stop! Lehaskir. Also Yerech Lamoyadim. Because it's a Shirish. It's the Indian to say both in Avshi. So they say both. Normally they don't say both. It's not that in Rosh Chodesh they decided to pick up on us. So it's not the Goyen has in all of this. I mean, the Sidurim is only printed the Bochin Avshi. The Goyen says the Bochin Avshi is the same set of all of his Shita. The Meir Eilech Nami, he says it after Musaf. But Chutz in Shita Sagro, Avada you say the Shir Shal Yoyim, and Bochin Avshi. I'll explain you what I mean to say. When you go to Shtibach and say both, you can say both. That's Meinich.
But after Musaf.
No. You could say both because I'm saying, if you're going, you have to say the Bochin Avshi after Musaf. But Be'etzim, you could say that after Shachri. So at least you could say there's also.
You should say the Bochin Avshi first, though.
No, it's Musaf. For sure, first to say there's Shoshan Yoyim, and then Bochin Avshi.
They say Bochin Avshi after
the Yoyim. Right, they're right.
After
they say Shoshan Yoyim, Shoshachis. Maybe you have an yeshiva every day, you don't know, but you don't understand what ones. Yes, you'll see. Now, in Rosh Chodesh, we take off the tefillin before Musaf. It's a very modern nezach. Why to take off the tefillin? If a person forgot to take off the tefillin, he was Yoytze Musaf, yeah? But we take off the tefillin. Zog de Bessi Yosef, why? Because in Rosh Chodesh, Shomati Ata, while in Musaf you say Keser, the Kedusha you say Keser, B'siyaisa says what you say. If you don't say it, what do you want from the B'siyaisa?
Smart.
The B'siyaisa says that you say Keser. Sorry. Yeah. So, why do you say, why do you say, I think the B'siyaisa was Svar. So, B'meile, Tefillin is also considered Keser. A person can wear two crowns together. This is one Nusach, another Nusach, it brings down that it's not right when you say the Keser for Hashem to wear your own crown. The Radbaz brings down that Al Pisoid you don't wear it. And he says some things Al Pisoid you're not allowed to write down, so he can't write it B'Ksav. The reason you're not allowed to have it in Musaf. But he will say that there's another reason, because it's Doimele Yontef, Musaf. B'Mele B'Shazal is Doimele Yontef, we take off the Tefillin. V'Oid, Halal is not going to Yom Tov. If a person had a nest, he also says Halal. Shetfilin Nikru Keser. V'yef Sholi is B'shteik Sol. The Bach says that if you put on Tfilin B'shas Musaf, you chayev Misa. Some say that it's only on Chalamoyed, not on Rosh Chodesh. Now, first we'll go with Sfarah. The Shad is someone is davening in his house and he's not going Chazor Sashat. He has to take up the Tfilin. The answer is yes. Lemaise, the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz is to follow that minig, and we take off our tefillin, even though we don't have the real reason. Even though we don't have the real reason. It's interesting, in one place the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's Doimel Yontef, he only brings back at that time. Lemaise, le Bnei Ashkenaz, if a person leaves the tefillin on, in Tzvorim state, not to make a mechoyah on a person that leaves it, because we don't have keser. But I know, I want some Chaim Shmulevitz, one of his Einiklach, was davening in a place that they said Keser, and he was like trying not to say Keser. He told him, today Keser for sure is right. Rosh Chodesh, all of us fear Kilu Asidu Keser. It's not a minute, we don't say it, because Chodesh, we also hold that Be'etzim it's Roi LeKeser. We say it's dangerous to say Keser, we're not holding Madreges, but not the Pshat. But you know, if you go to Nusach Sfarad, when they say the Keser of Musa, like they do it for Koyus of Brokim, yeah? It's not Stam. It's not Minhogi. This the whole tefillin, the whole Musa Klaisel takes out the tefillin, because Musaf is Keser. So we hold that other because different reasons we don't say the Keser. You're yelling at the guy that is saying Keser, he's right today. Don't Musaf Shalosh Chodesh, don't shepherd the Keser. Now, the Nafkimin al Alochel Maisa is, what would be a lot of times it happens in the Shtiblach. Maybe Shiv is a Shtiblach. Now, some people dive in there. What?
They don't say the first one.
The word Keser.
They don't say it, the Chavim says it, that's it.
I told you, you never have a shtibla. Yes, it's muach from all of your kashas. Yes, from all of your kashas, it's muach one parent that you didn't have a shtibla. We call Makayim. So the pshat is, if you daven shachris and the oilem are davening musaf, and you want to answer kedusha and they say kesser, you have to move off your tefillin when you answer with them. That's the halacha lemaisa. Then you want to answer kesser with tefillin, not allowed to answer kesser with tefillin. You have to move it. If you're oilem and you don't have time, the person can want maybe to be maker. But lemaisa, to move it, to take it off, to say the kesser and to answer back. Dainu, you came to shachris and you hear that they're answering kesser. The second minion. You're not allowed to say the word kesser when you're tefillin. Because when you say kesser, you machzir Hashem, you have two ksarim. You can't have two ksarim on your head.
Put it back with the bracha.
You put it out back without a bracha. As if a person goes out.
So tefillin shliach.
What?
Tefillin shliach.
No, only tefillin shlosh. We'll go weiter. To do melacha b'Rosh Chodesh. Lefonim b'Yisrael was a minhag that Bnos Yisrael don't do melacha. Choyk v'lo yavrim. Now before, this is a halacha. You will have to know, you don't do melacha. Simen Tov Yud Zayin. Oshchoy Lishmuto Ba'asiyas Meloche. Oshchoy Lishmuto Meloche. Ba'anoshim Shnei Yulaz Meloche. U'min Aktoy. So when you read a Shechono, it's mashma. Oshchoy Lishmuto Ba'asiyas Meloche. Anoshim Shnei Yulaz Meloche. U'min Aktoy. That's fine. If you have a glass of Mitzvah Meloche, it's a glass of Tzotzom, as in Basar Aminah. So when you read the Shloshim Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma. It's a issue. The minhag toiv. The Zog de Biur Aloche, minhag toiv. Habach kotav shita acheres bezeh. Lam lachmur anoshim gozim reinim rezeh lo rak lakule. צורכים בכבון הסמחבר. אם לדעתי על כל פונים אצל המינג, מחויוב אסכול אנושים לינויקם, מצד שהוא מינג הקודום, שמויסיהם החזיקו בי כבר, וכשאר דבורם המוטורים של ישראל קיבלו עליהם מזמנים. אוי כבונו זה רק נאמר, שאישו שנהג אסכן הוא מינג טועב. ברוך אז מסופק. זה שי להם, דוד, it's good, you know, everyone gets married, me had to ask, the noshim, all of them know that it's epis, that noshim don't do meloche, and they never know exactly what it is. מלוך אז מסופק. מלוך goes weiter and weiter. שהקולקונים כל בס ישראל מחויבס לינו לפחש הקולפונים ממיצס מלוכה. So I will explain what is a zachron. Why lemaisa noshim don't do melocha Rosh Chodesh? The first mocker is Rabbi Lezer HaGadol. Pick it, Rabbi Lezer. Anoshim didn't want to give the tachshitim to the eagle. B'schar zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, schar bo ilomazeh, he gave them Rosh Chodesh. The Torah brings down B'Shem his brother, Rabbi Yude, Rabbi Yude ben Arosh, that all of the Muradim are connected to Yomim Toivim. Pesach connected to Avrom, Lushi v'Asi Ugois, Shavuos connected to Yitzchok, the Shofar from Akedas Yitzchok, B'Shas Matan Teire, Sukkos connected to Yaakov, L'Miknei Rosh HaSukkos, Yudbeiz Rosh HaChodoshim connected to Shiftei Ko. V'Kevon Shechotu Be'Egel, ניתנו לאנשים לשכר שלא יהיו בחיית העגל. אבודרום adds that while they gave their ברוצן, their money to the נידלס המשכון, and the משכון was נבנה בראש חוידש, so כזכר לדעת, they got the ראש חוידש. So I'm explaining why you have to have both, because when they didn't want to give the money to the eagle, so חניש כן ראה את הצדקס, maybe they want to keep the jewelry for themselves. It's not the cag. They said it's a tzaddikus. Mom, it's hard for them to give out money. But when they saw that when it came to the Mishkan, they were easy to give out the money. So vice stories that they know how to give. So then they got the schar for they didn't give it up. And also in Pesachim Dik, Tesis and Afnun, we saw it in the Gimel, speaks about that after Chatzos could be, it's also with the Reis to do Meloche because it's Zman Korban Pesach. So Zman Bis Hamikdosh, Zman Korban Musaf, you're not allowed to do meloch. Now, it's a big shaila. So the Loshon HaShulchan Aruch is a parav Loshon. The Loshon HaShulchan Aruch is a parav Loshon. Rosh Chodesh Mutar Be'Asiyas Meloche Ve'Anoshim Shunei Agush Ve'Asiyas Bo'i Meloche U'min HaKtoyim. The Biur HaLoche is Ma'arich, and it's kedai to see the Biur HaLoche inside, back and forth. And he says one thing. Ledaitoi, every issue is mechuyev at least that it will not be exactly like a normal day. There will be a hacker in between Rosh Chodesh for all the days. Then how much, what? Basileil is mina Yerushalayim, they don't make laundry. It's the old days, laundry today is a shaila. Different halachas of minhag Yerushalayim, one that the noshim will makbid. But something to be makpid, the Biur HaLoche says, is roi to everyone. So people are getting a little, like a bit nervous, like, you know, some Noshim don't do it. Okay. So it's not a Biur HaLoche. A lot of people don't do a lot of Biur HaLoches. But I'll tell you, you know, I never knew what is the pshat. I thought, stop. When I was in Cheder, you know, Rosh Chodesh, we got a half a day. Also the seminaries are like that. What is it? Also, yeshivas are like that? Well, yeshivas, they learn. Okay. The afternoon is the limud that they write, right? The pencils in the afternoon, they are the teachers. So, Mamele, why you think it's time? Why not? They gave a vacation once a month. No. This is the mokum. Rosh Chodesh is less meloche. Less limudei choil. It's less. The idea is that you do less. It's a vacation day. The mokir is behar rikoidish. It's not stam. Be'etz the Biur HaLoche explains. What's different min hogim? You saw it had to be that the noshim, that's saying, the ma'is is brought down, that was a meaning given by a noshim. But the yesod was that the noshim feel, the noshim have a argoshe, that it's not the same day. So all the schools is a half a day, they learn less, so they write less. It's also, you could be yotze the minhag. But it has to be that in Rosh Chodesh you do a little bit less. We go by. No. Sudas Rosh Chodesh. There's a simen in Shulchan Aruch. It's the time I'm in Hogim, says the Gevalde Kipshat. Simen Tov Yutes is the shortest simen in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah leharbois besudas Rosh Chodesh. Simen Tov Yutes. Remember, Simen Tov Yutes. Seif Aleph. Mitzvah leharbois besudas Rosh Chodesh. It's finished. How much simoni the ganze Shulchan Aruch has? Tov Rosh Tzadi. How much? One of this 800 is a whole siman. Mitzvah albus. So the time of Minhagim says that the Shulchan Aruch wanted that people would be makbid on it. So it gave it a whole siman. He could have put it in one of the halachas. Now, what is the mocker first that is the inyan the Yitzchus Rosh Chodesh? Yerushalmi brings down that with the Sudas, after Sudas Purim, he also brings Sudas Rosh Chodesh. He brings down that this Iskash Chsiv B'yom Simchasem V'yadeichem Rosh Chodesheichem. The Gemara says in David HaMelech with Shaul, Ki Zevach Mishpachol La'anut was Rosh Chodesh. The Psikta, we'll see down in a second, Kol Mezonoisov Shalom K'tzu V'sloi Chutz Mimoitzi Moitzi Yosu HaShabes Yontef Rosh Chodesh. B'siyoisi brings down from the Rekeach Mitzvah Lechol B'Rosh Chodesh K'moi B'moyet. And I saw another time, they bring down a beautiful time. It says that the Eidim that came for the Eidus HaChodesh, Commission Rosh Hashanah says, they made Sudas G'doyles, Shiyu Regilim Lovay. So we make a Zecher to the Sudas G'doyles, Shiyu Oisim Lem, Kshem Boim. Now, so what do you have to eat in the Sudas HaChodesh? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, V'akav demi ikar chiyu ve'einu mechuyim lechol dvorim atunim birkas hamazon. What is the raya that you don't have to eat pas? Why? It says in the Gemara that if you forget Yale V'yavoy, you don't have to bench again. Why, when you forget Ratzei, you have to bench again? So the Gemara in Ratzei, if you forget, the Gemara in Brochus Memtes, Gemara says like this, Ratzei, if you forget, you have to bench again. Why? Because you mechuyev to eat. Aber Rosh Chodesh, iboyi lo yochil. I'm not mechuyev to eat. So how it could be that when I forgot Yale V'yavoy, I will have to repeat because I'm Muslim? Rashayank and Shabbos, I have to repeat. So state code that I'm not mechuyev to eat pas. Even in the Nisharat Zion, he brings down, Bo zoru ha-mashma shel katchil ha-toiv yoyso shiyoich al pas l'shem yisul as Rosh Chodesh. Chay kotzav ha-pri chodosh. V'ayin v'pri megolim, that is a chiyev to eat pas. It's against the Gemara. P'ri megolim asks, but מכל מקום המויצי עשו אז רשוי לשבועיכל ושוי סבוי בטוי והרי זה משובח וכל זו הפויסמי שמדרש פסיקתי כל מזלז שעוד הם קסומים ורששון ורששונה חוץ ממה שמויצי ושבוז ובטוי ורשוי לשבחה למועד צז וחוץ ממה שהתינוי כשוי לכל בייס המדרש שתפורי בגזר בשם דבח דמוני דת יגיב דמלמדי ורשוי לש בסודס ראש חודש נראה דמה שמרו בסודם ומחמד ראש חודש די ואין צורך להרבס גם בלילה פיג מחלוי כסף you also have to eat by night כוס והאחרונים דה מדגדקים לא ילים שחל ראש חודש בחויל אוי שים מייכל אחד יויסר מבכל היום ולכובד ראש חודש כשחל בשבס אוי שים מייכל עשר יויסר משנגים מכל השבוסס כדי שיניק הרכובד של ראש חודש זה מאוד נזח שיניק הרכובד של ראש חודש. So I sat down, they explain, what is the marbim besudas Rosh Chodesh? I have to eat, I'm eating also. I wash every morning. Mitzvah leharba is besudas Rosh Chodesh. Then in pshat, not stand to have a big suda. That it's a benikr that it's lekovet Rosh Chodesh. The chefze of the suda is leharois. They bring down that the stipler was makpid, he gave wine to his kids and even the girls, everyone lekovet Rosh Chodesh. That'll be a hacker that's the Rosh Chodesh. That'll be a hacker, the stipler. The Ran learns, the Ran and Shabbos brings down, that Chof Dalet, that Rosh Chodesh chayev likvoy ha-seudah al pas.
You would have to be chayzer?
What? No, you can't. It's often a gemara, you don't have to be chayzer. Now, in Seder Hayom, Sefer Seder Hayom brings down, Noagu lilboish bgodim meulim v'yofi mishalchoil b'Rosh Chodesh. There was a minhag to wear a special clothes for Rosh Chodesh. Kosa b'Seder Hayom, Shalom ish bgodim meulim v'yofi mishalchoil b'Rosh Chodesh. יש לוחוש למינג וצורך להחזיק בו. חיקוס הבר הצדיק למערם, שצורך של הבגם ירקוד ראש חוידש, והביאו האחידו במחזיק ברוכה. וכן יש במקומסינו כמה ירשומיים שלא יפשים איזה בגודים לקובד ראש חוידש. ואין בסידור הערי הטב על פי הסויד שצורך ליוס לבגם ירקוד לקובד ראש חוידש. וכוס הבאי של אברום דבוצ'אצ'ר, שיש לשמח מן הפוסוק, לקדוש השם מכובד. סייז ספר מלוגי חסם ספר של בגד מיוחד של לובש בראש חוידש וכן מובה במייסר רב לאגרו של לובש בראש חוידש כויבה של שבס הול קלוז שבס יוני, ראש חוידש יוני עד השבס היה so some say you have to have three madrigas some say you were one bagged so when you hear it in the first minute you think I remember it was one bachur in yeshiva he's in yeshiva yet that Every Rosh Chodesh, he came with a tie. It's not a basic shy, actually, yeah? So I told him to take it off. He told me, Shteit, Beged Miyuchad. I said, if you want the Shidduch, take it off. Baruch Hashem, he's a chosen. But he took it off. He thought he would not be a chosen now. But I'm not saying that tomorrow I want the oil to wear ties. But when you think this, you think, Mod Nezach. Look around, Gantz Klal Yisrael does it. Every cheder, I don't know in America, I know in Eretz Yisrael, in America also, all the kids come with white shirts with cheders. All the seminaries. So you think, no, this is the mimic. So maybe by older people it was not shaykh. But the kids, they don't come with a whole Shabbos clothes. They have a white shirt. I say, mamash the goyim. And it's brought down that if it's a mimic, you have to carry on this mimic. Say, another one of you one day will come chweis, you'll live chweis, Monopolis, chweis, and you'll open a cheder, and you'll say, it's time to wear white shirts, some sugar to give meaning. Why? It's a meaning. So I'm saying, I don't know every person to start how much the meaning, what to do the meaning, but to listen, a lot of times you don't realize how much minhogim klal Yisrael are doing the whole time, and you just don't realize. It's a meaning. It's an alech aminek. So maybe with the older people was not shaykh, was shaykh. I don't know. I'm saying again, I'm not saying to start with the ties now. But the Indian is there. And all of us did when we were kids. We might take it to wear special clothes, the cover of Shaydish. Now, Rabbi Shtabura brings down Tzavas Rabbi Yudah Achosit. Rabbi Shtabura Chelegimel. יש מקרים שהם מגלחים ונעלים צפוניים בראש חוידש אפילו חל בערב שבס קוידש כי חיין ציבו רב יהודה החוסי so למה זה זה סתירס in the Mishnah Berurah about it צעד שני מונו ליחוי ספירה סעימה we spoke that if like boimer is on Sunday you take a haircut Friday שחיידש יהיו נבלת עלמו להסתירס מה זה Mishnah Berurah brings down יש When the Avram says not to do it, so the Ma'ase says different minhagim. A people that know from their house that they have a minhag to be makbid in Rabbi Yudah Achosid is chamira sakanta miyisure. Chamira sakanta miyisure, and not to take haircuts and not to cut your nails or shchodesh. So again, during the week, most people try to be makbid. Dainu, if it's not in Shabbos, most of the people are makbid. And Erev Shabbos, a lot of people are making, especially the Mishnah Berurah himself, brings down in different places different halachas. I'm saying about every person has their shita, but lemaisa you have to know that b'ikar hadin, like atchila, you don't take haircuts and you don't cut your nails. Avada, haircut is much more chamul. Cutting the nails is a sach leichter. But again, this is what I was becoming for Rabbi Yisai. If you know that you have shaykhs to Rabbi Yudah Chosid, you're from Mishpocha, or you have a meaning in the family to be makbid on it, even in these Shabbos that is brought down. If you don't have a bezunder minig, so in Erev Shabbos, especially in the Arvi Shabbos that you couldn't take care of it before, Avada you could be maker. And a normal Rosh Chodesh, it's better not to do it. Now, you have to know, because a Muslim, if you forget to say Alevi Yavoi, so the halacha is, you don't go back, but if you remember, after Bnei Bachmov Yerushalayim Amein, there's a special bracha you say, Mashonazan, Rosh Chodeshim, Lamo Yisrael, Lo Yisrael, Beris, I think. Now, the shine in the poiskim is, what if you don't remember that nusach that you have to say? Shabbos, everyone remembers. Shabbos, Shabbos, Israel. Because in Shabbos, if you forget, you really have to say the bracha. And Rosh Chodesh, a lot of people don't remember the bracha that they have to say if they remember. So some poiskim wanted to say, if you don't remember the bracha, chosh say yalav yove. But now, Shem Malchus. My said, the Achor B'Shem Zaman is that if you forgot, you say, B'nei B'achmo B'Shalayim Amen. If you remember in the bracha, you could look up the nusach, you have to say the nusach. Ashenosah. But if you don't remember the nusach, not to say alav yavoi, and to mamshich weiter.